accommodating the earlier shiur time. So let's get right to it. So we started Not Bar Not the other day. It will take us a little bit to get through Not Bar Not. So today I want to at least get through Sif Beis, you know, to get through Sif Malef and Beis at the very least, Be'ezras Hashem, and you know, that long Ramah, and then we'll go from there to washing dishes and things like that, Be'ezras Hashem, starting tomorrow. Just a quick point. Tosfos in Maseches Zvachim and Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph points out two important ha'aros with regard to Not Bar Not, some of which guys raised the other day. The first is, Tosfos raises the kasha, why is it that if you cook milk in a fleishig ben yom pat, that it's going to be, that's cooking fleishig ben yom pat, it's aser, it should be mutter because it's Not Bar Not, right? I think, meaning, after all, the tam of the flesh went into the pot, and then the tam from the pot went into the milk. So why is it if I cook up milk in a fleshic pot, why would that be aser? L'chor, it's not bar not. It's secondary taste. It's two transferences of tam. So Tosfos says, and this is Yisod, and this I think we did point out last time, but we didn't attach it to Tosfos. It's Yisod. Tosfos says, ve'ein lahavi raya l'dvar v'mikedeir shabishol b'basol lo'yivashol b'chalav v'im bishol b'nosin tam t'hasom lav no sein tam bar no sein tam hu shatam sheni b'iser avalkan atam sheni b'heter v'kodim shi'avol d'iser nizbatal atam b'dagim l'fishu hu sheni. Meaning, we only say not bar not when the flavor was weakened twice before it ever encountered any iser. It had to have been weakened twice in a neutral substance. But if on the second nesinas tam, it's already encountering chalav, you have the basar already encountering chalav upon the second nesinas tam, then that is going to be considered tam rishon, that's not considered tam sheni. So when you cook milk in a ben yomo, fleishik pot, the meat flavor is not considered to be not bar not. By the way, it's so annoying that the English word not is constantly used in sentences together with not bar not. Like, I find it very, I don't know, disorienting. But is there another word for not? No, you just got to use the word not. It is what? It ain't. I don't know if I can get away with ain't. I don't know if that's that fits my character. Natban, right? Okay, so it isn't. It isn't not bar not, because it's still considered to be the tam rishon. So it's considered that the meat is directly entering the milk. So that isn't not bar not. Second concept that Tosfos says that's important is that not bar not doesn't apply to isurin, meaning, like we said before, pointed out the difference between not bar not tera and not bar not the isura. If I cook nevela, trefa, non kosher meat, and then I heat up water in that pot, so you don't say that the water has the status of not bar not, and therefore it can't go trefa anything else up. Of course, it can go trefa other things up. The water becomes aser, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. And if I cook broccoli in that water, the broccoli will become aser. And that's what's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch as well, Sif Beis. Now, the Shach in Sif Katan Dalid quotes a Marshal that if you cook without a water medium, meaning if there's direct transfer from the pot to the food without a water medium, most of the time, if you think of, let's say, cooking up broccoli, you have a pot, or pasta, we always give the example of pasta, right? So how do you cook pasta? So it's the one thing I know how to cook. You put water in a pot, you heat up the water, and then you put the noodles in the hot water, so the tam goes from the pot into the noodles, but not really, it's from the tam to the, it goes from the pot to the water, to the noodles. What if you're cooking directly on a fleishig pot? So is that going to be any different? So the Shach and Sifkat and Dalit quotes a Marshal that if you cook without a water medium, then you can't apply the medium, the heter of not bar not. And Pischi Tshuva and Sifkat and Beis discusses this, and he writes, V'dafka shenis bashlu sheyesh gimel no sein tam, that it's only when there's bishul involved, bishul meaning water, because then it's a third no sein tam. There have to be three steps because it goes through the water. I, in that, in steps two and three are simultaneous, and normally you assume that that's not considered, that ain't considered not by not, that that's still considered just one transfer. Yeah, but it's still, it's like two and a half, meaning not by not is when you have like two and a half nesinas times. So you have nesinas time from the flesh into the pot, and then from the pot into the water slash noodles. But if it went straight into another food, that's what the Pesachei Shuv is quoting. That's what the Shach quotes from the Marshal. You cook meat in the pot, then you cook pasta in the pot. That's one thing. But if you cook fish in the pot, so or you cook pasta in the pot, let's say the water that the fish or the pasta was cooked in should be usher because it was more direct. So the Chavos Das says that it only has to go through the water once, meaning if it went into the kli through water, then even if the pasta that you cook in the pot or the fish, let's say, you roast a fish in the pot, is roasted in a pan that's touching directly on the pot that doesn't have a liquid medium, that also would be mutter. Meaning as long as there was a water, it's two and a half, but that half can come on either side, on the way in or on the way out, just a second. So if you roast meat and then you cook fish with water, it's going to be mutter. Chachma Sadam is makel on the issue entirely. And remember, Chachma Sadam, according to many, many contemporary poskim, is the posek acharon in a sevah heter. Yes.
How is this different than the Sefer Chumra Shita?
Why? Well, how is it different than the Sefer Chumra Shita?
Sefer Chumra thinks that when you have sli, so you don't have the kula of knap bar knap, because only in bishul do you have it. So isn't that just the Shita?
When you have sli. Right, Sli as opposed to Bishul, yeah. This is, right? Isn't this the same thing? Mm-hmm. Meaning, why is the Marshal different than the Sefer HaTrumah? Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, I think it is. It is the same, yeah. Oh, just that it's the Sefer HaTrumah. Okay, yeah.
Isn't there a difference between the water going in and then the water coming out? The water going in, you're a Tom Kicker, meaning it's Mamish.
Right, so I would think, and that's why it's the Chavos Das is Mechadish, that not to make such a Chiluk. That because the weakening of the tam, it still hadn't become Isser yet. So the weakening of the tam, you know, that happens with two and a half transfers, you know, would happen which way. Okay, good. So that's the Chavos Das, but nevertheless, Chachma Sadam is Mekel entirely. Again, not like Sefer Truma, even though normally Shach quotes like a Marshal, and the Shach very, very powerful, but the Chachma Sadam is Mekel entirely. Now, again, the Ramah passes like this of Hatur that you're not lechatchila allowed to eat the fish that was cooked in a fleshig pan together with kutach, right? Lechatchila, you shouldn't put it together. An important klal to remember about naparnat is we never throw out food because of naparnat, right? Food is never treif because of naparnat. Question is, you know, am I limited in the way I can use it? But I'm always allowed to use it, right? It's just, but food is never going to be treif as a result of not by not, meaning with milk is inflations. So, am I limited in the way I can use it? Meaning, if I haven't yet mixed the pasta with the cheese, am I allowed to mix the pasta with the cheese? If I want to sprinkle some cheese onto my tomato soup that I made on Tuesday night or whatever, and the tomato soup was made in a fleshig pot, right? So that's the question. That's always the issue. It's never about throwing out the food. Not for not. Where machmir is the only chumrah that we have is not to mix it with the other gender. But the Ramah says that there are three cases where we're makel by not bar not. And the Ramah, it's a long Ramah, but let's take it piece by piece. The Ramah writes, first of all, Avlitnan bekli shalahem mutar lechatchila, meaning I cooked my fish. So we'll use the example of fish in Shulchan Aruch. I cooked my fish in a fleshig pot, so now I'm not going to put it, I'm not going to put cream sauce. I'm not going to put milchig directly on the fish, but I could put it in a milchig plate. I'm allowed to eat such fish on a milchig plate. Everything's ben yomo, even lechachila. It just can't be eaten together with milk. The Shach discusses whether this means that you can even do irui into a milchik plate. Meaning, is that considered too direct? So if you look in the Shach, in Sivkatan Hay, the Shach in Sivkatan Hay has that discussion. Yeah, we're not going to go through that now. But the Ramah then adds that if the fish was cooked in an eno ben yomo fleshi pot, okay, so now we're changing things. Everything until now has been ben yomo. You cook the fish in an eno ben yomo fleshi pot, then you're allowed to eat the fish with dairy, even l'chadchila. So that's the most common case, right? You have an eno ben yomo pot where you cooked a part of a food, eno ben yomo fleshi pot, you cooked a part of a food, you're allowed to eat it with dairy, even l'chadchila. So Rav Soloveitchik just points out that l'chora, this is a double pashut. Right, l'chora, you don't need a Ramah to tell me this, because let me ask you a shayla. I cook milk in an eno ben yomo fleshik pot. What's the halacha about that milk? It's mutter, right? So you're going to tell me it's worse if I cook pasta in an eno ben yomo and then I mix milk? I mean, of course it's going to be mutter. What's the hava mina that it would be us? Right? Eno ben yomo makes everything mutter, even if I cook milk directly in such a pot. Even without a nat barnat, it would be mutter. So you're going to throw in nat barnat and then tell me that I'm limited in the way that I can use it. I'm not allowed to mix it with cheese.
Would it be mutter even on level 1 of initially putting it in with dots that you're going to?
So what the chiddush of the Ramah is... Right, so this is where there's room to try to figure out the chiddush of the Ramah. So first, there are a few suggestions. Rav Soloveitchik has a couple of suggestions. And we'll get to level 1 in a second through this discussion. Number one, he answers, Yesh Lomer, Dahainu time at the Kedir Sheinu Ben Yomo Eino Aseres Tavshil. Why is it that a Kedir Sheinu Ben Yomo doesn't aser a Tavshil that you cook in? Why is it that if I cook milk in an Eino Ben Yomo Fleshik Pat, that it's mutter? Mishum Dechashiv Kedievet. Because that's a din b'di'evet, and nosin tam lefkam is mutter b'di'evet. But aval bishal davar acher chutz michal v'kederi shel basar. But I'm cooking pasta in a fleshing pot sheinu ben yomo. Lomei chashiv k'di'evet. Why is that a b'di'evet? It's still a chachila. Why should I mix it with cheese? It's still a chachila. I could still eat it as is. Neima shei chashiv k'machul shel basar. Treat it like flesh, and then you're not going to be able to eat it together with milchik. That's the chiddush of the Ramah. That shagam ze mikri b'di'evit. It's about how to label it. That's called b'di'evit enough. Because remember, there are so many different levels of. We went through the three levels last time. Cooking it originally aldas, and then once it's cooked to mix it, and then once it's already mixed to eat it. Right. So this is enough of a b'di'evit. That because it's already been cooked and now you want to eat it with cheese, that's enough of a b'di'evet to be made. Alternatively, there's a machlokas we learned about whether or not barnat applies to cooking. And the Rivan b'shem Rashi is machmir. And the Ramah's choshesh for that l'chachila. So maybe the Ramah's teaching that even the Rivan would be okay with it if it's eino ben yomo, because that would be considered like a third nosein tamin. Tosfos Avodah Zarah writes that Rashi would be moda that a third nosein tam would make it okay even for cooking. Now, what about that level one, though? What about cooking lichadchila, and this comes up all the time, cooking lichadchila in an eno ben yomo fleshik pot in order to make my noodles and cheese? I want to have my noodles and cheese. I cook my pasta in a fleshik pot on purpose, knowing what my plans are going to be. So am I allowed to do that? So the Gra in Sif Katan Yud, the Gra in Sif Katan Yud over here writes, implies at least, strongly implies, that you're allowed to intentionally cook fish in an eno ben yomo fleshik pan with the intention to eat it with dairy. Why? Da'af ben yomo mutter midina. Because even if it was ben yomo, technically it's going to be mutter. Meaning what the Gra's trying to say is, what's the reason we're ever machmir about eino ben yomo, about anything? Why are we ever machmir about eino ben yomo? It's always nosin tam lefkam. So what's the answer? Atu ben yomo. So it's all a gzeira because it might come to ben yomo. And what if it does? And what if it does? And what if you end up doing a nat barnat of ben yomo? It's mutter. Nat barnat is mutter. So there's nothing to make a gzeira on. So you're going to make a gzeira that the guy shouldn't cook pasta in a fleshik pot, fleshik eino ben yomo pot. Oh, because it might happen that it'll cook in a fleshik ben yomo pot. Okay, so what? And if it does, and then he mixes it with cheese, no one ate anything now kosher. Everything's going to be totally fine. That's how the Gra says. Badei HaShulchan is not thrilled with that Gra. Badei HaShulchan writes, Umashu milashon Ramah,
Al
Afal gavduhu eino ben yomo. He says the mashmalos of the Rama is that you're not allowed to cook intentionally something that you want to eat with milchigs in an eino ben yomo fleshigs pot. Mipnei shegama klisha eino ben yomo asul shtamish ba lechatchila gezera eino ben yomo at ben yomo. You're not, whatever you're not allowed to do to a ben yomo, we make a gzera. Don't do with an eino ben yomo. Are you allowed to use a ben yomo pot when you intend to mix the pasta with flesh, with melachik? No, you're not allowed to use a ben yomo pot. So granted, it's not going to yield a davar aser. It's not going to end up that you ate macholos asuros, but you're not allowed to do it. The Rama only permitted to eat the fish with dairy if it was already cooked in the Eino Ben Yomo Fleshik Pan. But you're not allowed to intentionally cook the fish in the Eino Ben Yomo Fleshik Pan with an intent to eat it with dairy. That's how the Badei HaShulchan understands. It's not the Badei HaShulchan, it's Chachma Sadam. The Gra would obviously hold it. No, there's a big difference. Normally, when I make a Gzeira, Eino Ben Yomo, what's a Ben Yomo? It's because Ben Yomo is not just, I didn't behave myself. You know, the consequences are real. That if I cook something in a Ben Yomo pot, it's going to be an Isser. So I make a gzera that don't do something that's going to yield a cheftza of machalas asuros. But you're not going to make a gzera on the gavra, yeah, because he might come to misbehave and to use a ben yomo pot. Okay, you know, it's not going to create any machalas asuros. That's probably other gra. One second, let me get in a second. Chachmas Adam says that it's never mutter to cook in a fleshik pot with the plan of eating with milk, even in eino ben yomo. Chachmas Adam disagrees with the Mechutin. He disagrees with the Gra. The entire sugya is im alu, right? That's if it was Allah, the ka'ara. Even by an eino ben yomo, you can't do it lechatchila. Again, Gra says anything that's mutter b'diavad by a ben yomo is going to be mutter lechatchila by an eino ben yomo, which is very logical, right? So we want to make a gzeir eino ben yomo. It's a ben yomo in a case where Ben Yom is going to be mutter. So Gra says mutter, Chachmas Adam says aser. This is the machlokas Chachmas Adam and the Gra. Now, as we've pointed out in the past, it's fascinating that whenever you have machlokas Chachmas Adam and the Gra, you always look closely at the Chachmas Adam and see if he mentions that he's arguing with the Gra. Chachmas Adam over here does not mention that he's arguing with the Gra. So we pointed out, if you look at the Hakdama of Chachmas Adam, remember this Maisa? The Hakdama of Chachmas Adam, he writes that he already wrote a sefer called Chaye Adam. And thank God it was very popular. People enjoyed the Sefer. But he came out with the Sefer like soon after the passing of the Gra. He wasn't really Mechutin. The Gra's grandchild married the Chachmas Adam's child, Chaye Adam's child. So it was a generation off. But you know, that's close enough that if it's the Gra, you take credit, right? You say, yeah, Mechutin, we're Krovim. You know, so he always calls the Gra his Mechutin. But it was like soon after the Gra passed away. And in Vilna, he was absolutely like criticized, skewered for this. They went after him. Who do you think you are? You argue with the Gra, because in Chaye Adam, who put when he argues with the Gra? He's always very reverential, but you know, Kachi Darker Shel Torah. So that's you know, that's what you do. Esvei Besufa. So he argues with the Gra. Torah Hivul Malani Tzarech, right? So he argues with the Gra, and they people couldn't handle that he thought he's allowed to argue with the Gra. So in Chachmas Adam writes in his introduction, I know that the Gra doesn't care. He says, I know that in the Olam Emes the Gra is very happy that you know, that we're continuing to have Torah discussions. I know he doesn't care. But all these Meshugayim in Vilna are so they're so traumatized by the loss of the Gra that they won't give me any rest if I argue with the Gra. So he says, I just still argue with the Gra, but I won't let you know that I'm arguing with the Gra anymore. So you just have to look closely. So over here, it seems that he's arguing with the Gra. You look at the Gra, and Sivkat and Yud, it seems that way. I heard in the shir from Rabbi Reisman that he said Rabbi Belsky was convinced that the Chachmas Adam is not only correct, but it's the only Shita. That you're never allowed to lechatchila generate a not bar not with the plan of mixing it with milchigs. And he said, what do you mean it's everybody with the Gra? Sivkat and Yud, and Rebelsky had a way of reading that Gra in a way that was, and you can't prove that the Chachmas Adam was arguing with the Gra, because he won't say it. The Chachmas Adam himself won't say it. But Rebelsky apparently was machmir, like the Chachmas Adam. So that is point number two. So any there were some hands that I ignored before.
It seems to be a similar Gra about being, you know, the Gra, the concept that the Gzeira that we make of these other things is only the shot in this specific situation. And it's already before by making, but we wouldn't make zero of the new shayna meaning because it wasn't shy.
Right,
situation.
Right.
Whereas I guess the other thing they're explaining, no, zero exists. It's not that.
It's just that's it. Once the gzera is made, that's meaning the gzera. What are we doing when we say we have a gzera of neinu ben yama to ben yama? Are we saying that whenever the concern that you know that will get to Ben Yomo, whenever I'm concerned, you know, what will happen if it's a Ben Yomo, so there's a gzeira, or do we say, you should look at an Eino Ben Yomo pad as if it's a Ben Yomo? Meaning, is that the gzeira? How do you formulate the gzeira? So the Gra seems to say the former, right? That if it's not a concern, because nothing's going to happen, so it's not a concern. Whereas Chacham Sadin will say, no, the gzeira Eino Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo means, if you have an Eino Ben Yomo pad, treat it like a Ben Yomo pad. And on a ben yom apat, you're not allowed to cook lechachila. You're not allowed to cook noodles to make noodles and cheese.
It seems to be the relevant question.
Yeah.
I'm just going back to like the Shach Marshal Sefer Truma. According to them, where you if there's water and the water is then cooking the fish. So is the water still a problem? Like if you were making something like a blended soup, that before you blend the soup, the water is what's cooking the vegetables. So then, is that water aser that once you blend it, the soup will also, or not aser, but that once you blend it,
so we'll get to that. Pashtus is it can't be, right? Because the noodles are wet. Meaning, even though you're going to drain them, they're still going to be wet. The broccoli is going to be wet. Then what just happened over here, right? Meaning, then unless it's a sous vide, right? There's no meaning. The food is always going to be wet. So we'll come back to that. Right.
Put cheese on it or meat on it or something like that. So that's like you make the pasta with the knowledge that like if chai up then you'll want to eat it with milk.
An open-ended plan. You don't have a. Yeah, pasta, I'm not sure. I didn't see anyone say, I would think that that's not called planning on mixing it with because other you don't have a plan. You'll figure it out later.
When would someone want to make noodles and put cheese on it and cook it in a new pot?
That's the only available pot.
What?
It's the only available pot.
Is it not
the
evidence of the pot?
What?
Is it not the evidence of
the
pot?
Or it's the biggest pot. It's the pot that you like the most. It's the one that's out. You know, the other one you have to move some pots around to get to it.
Haven't told all the other pots.
You haven't. Well, that would be only available, right? Meaning he's saying shasa chakidiyavid in that case, right? That's fine. Okay. Then the Rama says. Anything else? Okay, so then the Rama says that even though we paskin that fish that was cooked in a flesh pan is not allowed to be eaten with dairy, if the fish was cooked in a parv pan and then put on a flesh ben yomo plate, you could still eat the fish with dairy even lechachila. Meaning, like we said, we mentioned this last time, that when are we going to be machmir, you know, not machlokas for the Rivan b'shem Rashi, right? When are we going to be machmir that there's a difference? For Bishul, that's that meaning we're only machmir lechadchila when it comes to if you're mevashel it together. But if you put it on a plate, then it's going to be mutriv lechadchila. And the Shach and Simchan Vav says that this din of the Rama is only if the plate was cold. But if the fish and the plate are both hot, then it's as if the fish was cooked in a fleshy pan. That's considered the same thing as cooking it. It's like a kedera shabishel, but the hot plate and the hot fish are the same as like a frying pan. And you're not allowed to eat such fish with kutach. This brings us, yeah?
Why wouldn't we say that even though the fish is on top, but it's still getting some sort of lias, even if it's a, you know, the klibuk, the intila, whatever you're going to say.
Right, so that we discussed last time, that the Ramaz Mekel, that you're allowed to put it on the plate. That alu b'ka'ara is dafka b'ka'ara, not b'kadeira. Right, even though Kedei Klipa, so we just got right, didn't we? I think we spoke about Kedei Klipa.
Would it be like sleek so that for the Marshal would actually be?
Would that become like sleek because there's no medium there? Probably. Well, it seems like a chumah because there's no heat source there. It's not a klivisha. I don't know. How did it get hot? I guess
got
hot.
Out of the.
You kept it in the warming drawer or something. You kept the plates
no,
in
you
it.
Took it right out of the
dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Yeah. So it's not even, it was never in the Klivi show.
The right
yeah, I'm just saying, it's still some Rav HaChiddush, because it's not a Klivi show. You know, Klivi show, Shalagabe Esh, is at least a Klivi show.
But you don't have the water, so the dish
Right. I hear what you're saying with Marshall. Yeah. Okay. So again, dairy equipment are, you know, what we would call napranat, right? So dagim shal bekar shel chalav, let's say. So the halacha is, right, when we see DE on Oreo cookies, we don't see DE. We see D, but Rabbi Shreier told us we may soon see DE again on some OU products. So we'll be hopeful. So, or, you know, your guy at the OU tells you, you know, this is DE, the Haagen-Dazs sorbet or the Oreo cookies or whatever your product of DE choice. So the halacha is that you can't mix it with meat l'chadchila. Right? That's it. That's what you're not allowed to do. Do you have to wait 6 hours? Pashut not, right? Can you eat it like a minute after? Yeah, you just can't mix it with meat. That's the only thing you're not allowed to do. Which means, like, it's almost never nogeya, the fact that something's DE. Even, you know, we always say, just don't have it at a fleishig meal. Yeah, really? Why not? What can't you do? Don't put a piece of meat on the Oreo and chew it together, right? And eat the meat and the Oreo together. Which is unlikely. They pour it on. It's unlikely that someone's going to. I mean, most of the DE products would never be mixed with meat anyway. And that's the only answer if you're chewing it together with meat.
And if you did put it on, then it's level 3 and you could eat it.
Right. It would still be mutter to eat. Right. Right. If you did. So, you know. Meaning the concern that they have to write dairy because people will get confused about DE, they won't know how to use it. I mean, really, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know. But that's the policy that is apparently changing.
Okay, what was the difference between the first and the third of the cases of aroma?
The first, we said that if it was cooked in a fleishig pot, it actually was cooked in a fleishig pot.
You could still eat it on a dairy plate.
On a dairy plate. Now we're talking about if it was cooked in a pariv pot and then put on a fleishik plate, that plate becomes the pot.
Wouldn't that be even more obvious than the first case?
No. It was cooked in a pariv pot and put on a fleishik plate, so the chumrah is that fleishik plate is like a fleishik pot that cooks it. And therefore, now I'm not allowed to put cheese in it. Then comes davar charif. Oh, yeah.
If you're
machmir
for the
shach, yeah. One second, and then it'll be mamish milch. Right. Okay. Are they machmir that way? Is Rav Shachter machmir like that?
Well, we asked. You said ask your local pub, say you would take a stand.
Oh, you asked Rav Shachter?
No. We asked.
Oh, yes, Rav Shreier. Yeah.
And he said everyone's posting has to answer that question.
Right. Okay. What does Rav Shachter say? Okay, gotta find out. Upon his return. We'll find out. Okay. Alright, this brings us to Davar Charif, which I didn't respond to your text because it's like mamish, like this is it, right? We'll get to it right now. The Gemara is explicit, Naparnat doesn't apply to cutting a radish, right? The heter of Naparnat doesn't apply when you're cutting a radish with a knife, that's beferish. We saw that in the Gemara. So apparently a davar charif doesn't get this special kula that, it's so weakened already that it's not going to generate any issur. And Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that a sharp food also doesn't get the leniency of Eina Ben Yoma. So davar charif has two major strikes against it. It doesn't get the kula of Naparnat and it doesn't get the kula of Eina Ben Yoma. Those two kulas are the most important kulas that happen in a kosher kitchen. Right, that most of the pots are Eina Ben Yoma, and most of the time you're dealing with parah food that's going to be a not par not. The Gemara speaks of a specific type of sharp food in Avodah Zarah and over here in Chulin. Right, over here it's a radish. Over there, what is it? A what's it? Chiltis. Right. Okay. What is a chiltis? Okay. So it's that. So the Gemara speaks of very specific types of vegetables. Right? Now here's something interesting. How do we determine what's called a davar charif and what's not? Is a lemon a davar charif? Is, I don't know, we know what radish is, so probably horseradishes, because it's just the type of radish. Is an onion a davar charev? So everyone, of course, an onion is the classic example of davar charev. There's nothing to talk about, right? The Rama here writes, based on this concept of davar charev, the kol zeh kishamach aleinu davar charev. Avlam hayu davar charev, kagon shebishlu dvarim charifim bikli shel basar, afilu eino ben yomo, o shedachlu tavlin bemaduch shel basar, im achlu b'chalav asra, afilu b'diavet, adi kashishim, negra basar b'lubeh. You're going to need shishim if you cook an onion, let's say, a davar charif, in a fleishig pot. You're not going to be able to mix it with cheese, right? You're not going to be able to mix it. If you want to sprinkle cheese on it, you have a chicken soup pot that you use to make your chicken soup on Shabbos. And then on Tuesday night, you want to make a tomato soup, let's say, for example, in that pot. So it's eino ben yomo, but the tomato soup has a lot of onions. So you're putting a davar charif in the pot. So now you want to sprinkle cheese on your tomato soup. You shouldn't do that, right? That's what the Rama says. If something sharp like an onion was used in eino ben yomo pot, you're not allowed to eat it with dairy unless it already was mixed with the dairy and there is shishim times the meat, so then it's okay. Meaning shishim, you need shishim connected to the meat, so which you're not going to have. So the Shach in Sivkat and Tess says that we don't say that this is going to asri even when you have shishim, because after all, it's a davar charev, so it must be very sharp, so it gives tam. Because it can't ask for more than the tam basar itself, right? Meaning ina nesar yachalasar, right? That whole thing. So it can't ask for more than tam basar itself. So the Rama concludes that putting a pepper into your food doesn't make it a davar charif. Only im kulo hu davar charif virubo kikulo. Ooh. So now let's go back to the tomato soup. So we just said, again, you wanted to make tomato soup on Tuesday night, and then you wanted to sprinkle some cheese on that tomato soup, and you made the tomato soup in a fleishig pot. Or you want to make tomato soup in a fleishig pot to sprinkle a little cheese on it. Or even if that wasn't your plan, but now you want to sprinkle cheese on it, right? So do you say it's like a ben yomo pot, and because it's davar charif? So says the Rama, davar charif is determined by the majority of the ingredients. So if I'm sauteing onions, so that would be a davar charif. Then there's, which is one major tzad lahakel. Then there's another major tzad lahakel that I don't think poskim generally rely on, but Rabbi Reisman says, Rav Pam kiseder always paskim this way. The Beis Meir in Simon Sadi Vav, printed on the page here in Shulchan Aruch, holds that two chumras of a davar charif, right? You don't put them both together simultaneously. Oh, that changes a lot of the problems of davar charif. There are two chumras of davar charif, that every eino ben yomo becomes a ben yomo, and every nilsin tam lefkam becomes a, I'm sorry, that's the same one, and every nat bar nat becomes a tam rishon. Right? Two chumras of davar charif. You're not going to say them both simultaneously. Which would mean that I have a nat bar nat of from an eino ben yomo fleishik pot in my onion. I saute an onion in eino ben yomo fleishik pot, so it's a nat bar nat and davar charev. And eino ben yomo, pick a chumrah. You can't say both chumras of davar charev. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. It's either going to have the status of an eino ben yomo, or you're going to have to say that it has the status of a nat bar nat. Wow. So it seems like it's against the Rama. But the answer is that the Beis Meir didn't really say that we never combine the two chumras. If you look at the Beis Meir, he says, we just don't know what a davar charif is. There are certain cases that we know what a davar charif is. A radish, we know is a davar charif. A whatever Gabe said, we know is a davar charif. Right? Those we know. Everything else is a guess. So because everything else is a guess, on those things that we're guessing anyway, we're not going to apply the two chumras. So he was, Rav Pam was apparently making like this Beis Meir. Rabbi Reisman said he was once walking together with Rav Pam after a Levaya or something, a Levaya for Sifrei Torah, Shul burnt down, and he said that that some Bachrim from Lakewood were there, and they came up to Rav Pam and they asked him a Shaila, and Rav Pam turned to Rabbi Reisman and he said, no, answer it. Which, you know, like when the Rebbe does that, it's like always a little scary. So he said, oh, it's the Beis Meir. Like, he knew. So Rav Pam said, good. And then, like, a couple of days later, they got a letter from the Bachrim Lakewood with a million rayas that the Beis Meir is wrong. He says most of the rayas weren't rayas because most of the rayas were from cases of radish where it's beferish, and Beis Meir wouldn't say by a radish. Beis Meir was only saying by other things. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sadi Vav Yud Gimel says that he heard somebody was makel with a white radish, and only black radishes are Dvarim Charifim. I don't think I've ever seen either of those things. What color are radishes? Aren't they like pinkish? Is that what color are radishes? The Aruch HaShulchan talks about a white radish versus a black radish. Apparently one is much more charif than the other. Okay. Meaning, even within the world of radishes, he's not convinced that a radish is always a Dvarim Charif. So he says that it makes a lot of sense, and he says it's just, again, I don't think Poskim generally assume like this, Beis Meir, but it's a good thing to have in your back pocket. Meaning we generally assume an onion is the classic example of a davar charif, but it's good to know that you have this Beis Meir in your back pocket. Another important idea in the davar charif, about a davar charif, is based on the Shach and Sifkat and Zayin. The Shach says, "Duchurfe de tavlin mashvile ki ilu he iser be'en, umashvile ben yomo k'dol kamansim sadivav." And then he says, "Ul kamansim kuchav beis nisbar de davka machel atzmo shulcharif nasul shvach, avolom mashvia kederul shvach." Meaning, I have a knife, or let's say blades in a blender. This comes up a lot. That cut the radish. So after I slice the radish ready with a fleshig knife. So the bli is not going to be l'shvach once it goes into a kli. Meaning, davar charif is a chumra in the food. The fact that davar charif is going to be considered l'shvach, even in Neina Ben Yom, is a chumra in the food. It's not going to make the bli in the kli into shvach. So I'm not going to say that I cut the onion with a fleshig knife, yeah? So now the onion is fleshig. So we always say it's a fleshig onion, right? Because it's a tam rishon, and it's right, it's not barnat, and it's so it's a tam, and it's I don't care if the knife was in a benyomo, it's benyomo with everything, right? So now I put that onion in a blender to chop it into tiny little pieces. So now this second knife is cutting not meat, it's cutting the onion. So you'll say, okay, so now it's ben yomo again. In the now the blender is a ben yomo. So says the Shach, not so. The chumra of davar charif is only in the food; it's not in the knife. It's not in the kli. The Chavis Das writes that people cut ginger with a fleshig knife and then they pound it with a mortar. And now they want to know whether the pestle, the mortar, whatever they pound it with, will make other things fleshig. So that's the case of the blender. So this is a machlokas aposkim, the Chavis Das points out. Magen Avraham says it's aser. He quotes Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim, says it's aser. But the Evan Ozer is matmiya because davar charif is not mavliya tam l'shvach into a kli. Right? It's mavliya tam l'shvach only into food, not into a kli. So generally speaking, okay, Magen Avraham versus Evan Ozer, you would think, you know, I heard of the Magen Avraham. I don't think I heard of the Evan Ezer until like 3 seconds ago. Sounds like Evan Ezer, so it sounds like I heard of him, but it's probably not really. Right? So you think for sure we're going to pass on like the Magen Avraham, but nevertheless, Chavis Das thinks that the Evan Ezer is correct over here. So that would be another clue that we're going to get to. We're not going to, in Simon Sadivad. Someone asked it, I think, on one of our Shailas on the group chat, but a cutting board. You cut an onion with a fleshig knife on a part of cutting board. So I know my onion is fleshig. Is my cutting board fleshig? Right? So this would be another tzad lahakel, that it's not going to be mavliya into another kli. Right? It's not going to make another kli fleshig. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Pisuk Chuv and Sifkat and Dalid are makel by a suffix davar charif. Pesach Shuva writes, "Who masik the b'davar charif gomur ein mozuz mipsak harama me'achar shekein pashal aminok." Aval b'makom sheyesh l'stapik he mikri davar charif kemo borscht shenachliku bo hataz. Who's that? And kemo shkasa berhetiv simin sadivav sivkat nyuru chadome yesh lahatir v'chein hiskem b'shuvas pritivosim l'chaf beis. Okay. So, okay, so that's in terms of Davar Charev. We're going to get back to, obviously, we have a whole simon about Davar Charev, but that's, you know, at least as, no, as far as what's Nogaya here, what the Ramah says. So a couple of coolas to keep in mind, even though we have all these chumras of Davar Charev, is the Nakuda number one is the base mayor, that maybe you're not going to take both chumras of Davar Charev and apply them simultaneously to anything but a radish and that other vegetable. And most of the time, our Davar Charev is not a radish. Most people, radish is not a very popular vegetable. Usually it's a leek or an onion or something like that, or a lemon or something of that nature. So almost always it's not one of the Dvarim Charifim that the Gemara mentions. And this idea that it's not mavliya into kelim, that a davar charev is not going to be mavliya into kelim, it's only going to be mavliya into foods. Now, we mentioned that the Pischi Tshuva and Sivkatan Aleph brings a machlokas whether we say not bar not only by pots and pans or even by food. Did we mention? Vilgen Pischi Tshuva and Sivkatan Aleph. Right, so he points out that the Prima Gadim in Mishpasel Zav Sivkat Aleph says that the din of Nat Bar Nat is not going to apply to food. So we discussed this, I think, last time. If you cook potatoes with meat, right, so you make whatever, meat and potatoes dish together. So you cook potatoes together with meat, and then you take those same potatoes and you recook those potatoes with broccoli. You decide the better of it. You can have a vegetarian dinner, so you pick out the potatoes and that you've just cooked with meat, and you decide to cook them with broccoli. Then even the mechaber is going to agree that the broccoli doesn't have the din of nat bar nat, because it was all food. There was no kli in between. So we don't say that the meat flavor in the broccoli is weakened when it went from the meat to the potatoes and from the potatoes to the broccoli. And the reason is, you don't say not but not with pots because the flavor is, you only say not but not with pots because the flavor is weakened when it gets absorbed in the walls of a pot. But if it never got to go through the walls of a pot, then it's not sufficiently weakened. You know, when meat and potatoes are cooked together, you're worried that there's the concern of mamashos, that there's actual residue of meat on the potatoes, whereas a pot, you know that it's only flavor, that it's only tam, that's balua, it's not actual residue. So according to the Prima Gadim, if you cook potatoes with meat, and then you reheat those potatoes in a parif pot, it's as if you've heated up actual meat in the pot, and the pot would become fleshy. Because if the potatoes, if I'm concerned about residue of meat on the potatoes, so then that's and I'm not going to apply not par not. So then when you reheat it in a parv pot, the parv pot will be fleshig. However, the Yad Yehuda and Sivkat Beis argues. He says, whoa, that's a jump. You know, it's one thing to say that you're not going to say not par not just by when I cook potatoes with meat and then I cook those potatoes with broccoli. There was no kli involved. But to say that I then reheat those potatoes in a parv pot, that the parv pot becomes fleshig, that's already a leap. Says the Yad Yehuda, Bibalua echad b'kedera v'asheni ba'ochel, v'lav davka mitchila kli v'achar kach ochel, duwa din mitchila ochel v'achar kach kli. The case of Nat Bar Nat classically is that the bliya rishon is in a kedera and the second bliya is in an ochel. But he says, lav davka, it could be the bliya rishon is in an ochel and the second bliya is in a kli. Aval kol shelo balu kli afilu kama ochel lo avi Nat Bar Nat. It's just that if it's only ochel to ochel to ochel, then you're not going to say not bar nat. Then you won't say not bar nat. Mihu im nisbashlu hadogim b'chalav mamish einach shavzeh lebalua kiven duguf hachalav nichnas bev. He says, but if you soak a fish in milk, you don't call that nisinas tam. No, that's actual milk. V'chein rotav shel basar lo nechshav l'tam rak nechshav l'be'en shel basar. You have sauce that meat was cooking in. That's not just tam shel basar, that's basar. V'chein yirakol shel nisvashlum basar tzorich iyanim nechshav l'tam rishon. He says, and I'm not sure even vegetables that are cooked together with meat if that's considered tam rishon or that's considered ready tam sheni. So the pot will be considered not bar not from the meat to the potatoes and from the potatoes to the pot, because as long as there's a pot involved, on whichever side, it's always going to be not bar not. Now, the Yad Yehuda agrees that if there was no pot involved, right, it's just food, then he's going to agree that wouldn't qualify as not bar not. So Yad Yehuda also agrees that, like we said, if the potato was cooked in meat fat and then the potato was reheated in a parv pot, you don't say that the pot absorbed not bar not flavor from the meat to the potato and from the potato to the pot. You say that the pot absorbed meat flavor directly from the meat fat that was on the potato. So again, according to the Prima Gadim, you only say not bar not when the first transfer's flavor was to the meat pot. If it was cooked in pot A together with other foods, and those foods were later reheated in par of pot B, then, says Prima Gadim, the par of pot B becomes fleishig. If you accidentally heat up milk in pot B, that milk will become aser. The Yad Yehuda says no. As long as there's a pot somewhere along the way, that's going to be considered not bar not. There is another machlokas. Did we discuss? We discussed already last time about not bar not during the cooking process. Yeah, right. That was the whole. Let's just mention again. Let's say you're frying vegetables in a pan, and then milk drips on the outside of the pan. So you're going to say what? That there's tom of milk into the pan. The pan is a part of the pan, right? So it's tom of milk into the pan, and then the tom from the pan goes into the vegetables. So it still looks like not bar not. So are you going to tell you that that's not bar not because the milk flavor went from the milk to the pan and from the pan to the vegetables or the fish or whatever, and therefore, according to the Rama, you'd have to be machmir not to eat it together with. Right, meaning when I'm saying not pranat over here, I'm saying the chumrah, not pranat, the Ramah's chumrah, that it's considered enough of a not pranat that you're not lechadchila allowed to eat it together with fleishig. Or do you say that no, while something is cooking, the flavor transfers directly from the milk into the vegetables, and the fish can't be eaten with the meat, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ol Yaakov quotes a machlokas, and he writes. You're cooking para food in a para pot, and during the bishul, challah falls on the kedera mibachutz keneged tavshil, and you didn't have shishim keneged the challah, so the tavshil becomes chalavi, and you're not allowed to eat it with basar because you don't have naparnat. Because when the chalav is nafal al kadeira, at the time of the bishul, the tavshil and the funnels are considered like one hakol mikushar. It's not considered that the chalav fell on the dofan akadeira and then from there went into the machal and went directly. But in shut beis afraim simulam zayin hisik al chavz das v'daito shafilu b'chi agav nechashiv kinat barnata heter. Ayn yad Yehuda per sha'aruch sosuf kan zayin shehev yom achlokas enal v'hisik ala beis afraim because v'la hachmir misveka ka chavz das. So if machlokas chavz das in beis afraim, do you consider it not barnat or do you consider it tam rishon that you have to be even more machmir when you have simultaneous to the cooking? And chavz das, the yad Yehuda quotes this machlokas and he thinks that you have to be machmir misafik like the chavz das. So Chavz Das again says that there's no not bar not while cooking, and therefore it's all tam rishon, and those vegetables cannot be eaten with meat according to anybody, because it's milchig. The Beis Afraim is mekel, says that that we do apply not bar not b'shas bishul, and Pesachei Tshuva toward the end of Sifkat Nalev quotes that Chavz Das. So this comes up in Simen Sadi Zayin. Shulchan Aruch talks about somebody baking challah, and blintz is in the same oven, let's say. Right? So let's see if we remember this. Right? So the cheese drips to the floor of the oven, and then those bleels travel in the walls of the oven to the challah, leaving aside recha, zayah, everything else. Right? We're talking about actual bleels of milchig that's going to get into the challah. So the Ramah in Sadi Zayin Aleph says, don't break bread with a fleishik pie, with a pashtida that has flesh in it, because some of the meat might flow out of the pie, and then here's the Lashon of the Rama, imzov tachtov, dino kilu nilashima. If it flows under it, it's as if it was kneaded, it's as if the bread was kneaded with the flesh. The question is, what does zov tachtov mean? Does it mean it went under the challah and it makes the flesh with direct contact? Which is pashtus, what I would have thought. Or no, it's zov tachtov under the meat pie. And it makes a fleishig with the blia because we don't say not bar not at the time of cooking. And that's the machlokas between the Chavz Das and the Shaar Ephraim. Meaning how to read that Ramah is the chor of the machlokas. Yeah?
But it's within the Ramah anyway. I thought that machlokas was in the Shulchan Aruch.
Meaning because the chachila to mix it with flesh. No, because if you say that it's noged to the Rama also, because if you say that that simultaneously it's not considered not but not, you don't have any of the kulas of not but not. Right? You have all the chumas. So.
He's talking on that lift up to the level, he's not but not anyway. So unless the Rama is on a bidyevit level there.
No, but let's say then it became bidyevit, then it got mixed with cheese, right? So the Mechaber in Sif Beis says afilu beklipa. According to Chavzas, it's a strange phase because it's simultaneous to the cooking. The klipa should be like a kli, where we don't say nat bar nat b'shas bishul. Meaning, a klipa and even a pot don't really protect from tamrisho. Right? Meaning, if everything is considered b'shas bishul, so then nothing's the pot itself won't protect you from tamrisho. The milk is on the outside of the pot, the pasta is on the inside of the pot. It's all tamrisho. Yeah. So the Chavos Das works on that. La halacha, by the way, most poskim say to be machmir like the Chavos Das, that there's no nap or not b'shas bishul. So it would turn out that if you, let's say you heat up a baby bottle in a parav pot filled with water that's on the fire, or was just removed from the fire, it's a kli rishon, the pot will become milchig, because it's all simultaneous, right? It's going from the bottle through the bottle to the right, and that's nogea, even if that's not how you heat up baby bottles, for the following reason. I just want to make sure I get this in, because the OU and the CRC both recommend, and get the shaila all the time, not to buy canned vegetables without a hechsher. Not to buy canned vegetables. What could be wrong with a canned vegetable without a hechsher? Someone just sent me a shaila yesterday. I forwarded it to Rabbi Schreier about it. Some product in Trader Joe's. It's always Trader Joe's, but some product in Trader Joe's. So he said, "Is it in a can or a bag?" "It's a bag." "Okay, it's fine." "What's in canned vegetables? What happens with canned vegetables?" So many times the cans are cooked and disinfected or pasteurized in a big vat of water or steam, and simultaneously with other cans, and the flavor transfers bishas bishul directly from the non-kosher cans to the vegetable cans. Meaning it's a not bar nat b'shas bishul, which is not bar nat. And even according to the Beis Ephraim, who says that there's not bar nat while cooking, over here it's even worse, because, you know, why is it even worse? That you don't say not bar nat on non-kosher, it's not bar nat yisura. So it's going to be problematic. And even if the green beans are cooked alone in the steam vat, a lot of times they're cooked immediately after the cooking of some non-kosher cans, and the entire machine is ready treif. So even if the factories designate separate steam cookers for vegetables and for meat, you still can't buy them without hechsher, because in a lot of the factories, the steam from each run is recycled and used again. It's the same steam that's running through the pipes that keeps going into all the steam cookers. So even if the machine is filled with only kosher food, the steam that's being used to cook the food might be from a previous non-kosher run. So you're going to tell me, come on, what are the chances, you know? But that's what hashgacha is, to make sure that there are no chances, that there's iser. So if there are chances of iser, then that means that there's no hashgacha.
Is this the shas bishul then simultaneously everything's connected, so it goes immediately, so it's as if there was no dilution from into the kli into the food? Or is it a din that it's still hot? So if it was, it doesn't have to be mamish b'shas bishul, but as long as there's still, you know, it's a ledes, meaning I heated up the.
Meaning what? What would be the case? I heated up.
Remy said the case of taking it right off the fire. It wasn't really b'shas bishul, but it was still hot from the bishul.
Now, when did the what happened? Milk hit the outside of a pot.
Milk hit the out. You heated up your pot on the fire before you put the water in, and then the milk hit the pot, and then you put the water in after the milk hit the pot, but the pot was still hot.
And it's still simultaneous because it's going. It's all there. All the products are there at the same time.
But so at that time, meaning it, because the lashon was hakol and the kushar was all connected, but here you don't have that element.
You do though, because it's all the water's there at the same time that the milk is on the outside. The water's on the inside of the pot at the same time the milk is on the outside of the pot.
But it was nivla already, the milk into the pot, then the water went.
Oh, meaning the milk is not on the outside of the pot anymore.
Had already been absorbed into the pot, but it's
yes,
still
hot. Oh, I would think that's fine. I would think that's considered. I have to run. I apologize. I do have to get on this call to help somebody. So, Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow, are we on a regular schedule tomorrow?
Minchin
and Gluck is at lunch. Should we do Shira 12?
There's no lunch.
You tell me. You'll tell Jed, and Jed will tell me. Okay.